Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Wiltzer dictating an endoscopy report on John Shem, date of birth 8/1/1966, date of procedure January 4, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Wiltzer, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Thomas Harris. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, and esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. This indication is dysphagia, thymus screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, stroke, or accident, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, just from malignancy. Well, explained sedation period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period. The lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into this office and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal wall, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G junction, esophagus period, or retroflex is obtained in the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach for a draw of the scope period. The patient is then turned around on left lateral position period of the rectal exam is normal period. A well lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic culture, transverse colon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, a retroflex view is obtained of the rectum period, bowel perforation was. Fair with a Boston bowel prep score of 6, 2-2, period. Patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to allow EOE given the dysphagia. Next line, there was spastic appearing esophagus. Next line, there was LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Noted biopsies were obtained. Next line, there was a 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was a widely patent distal esophagus with no evidence of any narrowing or shaft skewing noted. There is evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Some biopsies were obtained. For histology, next line, the duodenum appeared erythematous in the bulb. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation, otherwise unremarkable. Duodenum to D2 portion, next line. At colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep score was 6, 2-2, graded as a fair prep, It is important to note that there was aggressive, a good amount of lavage and suction that was required throughout the colon in order to reveal the underlying mucosa, There were two diminutive cecal polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 1.5 centimeter pedunculated hepatic flexure polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. This was sessile. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two diminutive sigmoid colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend daily PPI. We'll send in omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, follow-up and office as previously scheduled. Also, please note in the colonoscopy findings, diverticulosis coli. Please go back to the plan and note, recommend high-fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed, as well as good water intake. Next line, grid precautions are explained.